Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. Today's broadcast is the single most important broadcast that I've ever done. And I really urge you to listen carefully to the information here, because the topic today is the terraforming of our planet. It is underway right now, and Earth's atmosphere is being altered in the name of halting climate change. It's being altered to prepare our planet for a post-human era. Now, I know that that sounds, I mean, if I heard that for the first time, I would be very, very skeptical of hearing such a thing. And, you know, I'm a scientist. I'm a published scientist. I have multiple patents. I run a lab, an ISO-accredited laboratory. I use science every day. And as a scientist, you know, I'm automatically skeptical of any such claims. So if I heard this too, I would say, wow, that, you know, prove that to me. And I invite you to have the same mindset. I think you should approach this episode in particular with a sense of skepticism. Don't believe anything automatically. Wait until you hear the evidence and maybe do a little digging yourself. And then, you know, only you can convince yourself of whatever conclusion that you arrive at. I can't do that. I don't control your thought process or your decisions. All I can do is show you the evidence, and then you can come to your own conclusion. But that's exactly what I invite you to do today, because the evidence is overwhelming. So let's just get right into it. But first, let's back up and say, you know, global warming was pushed for many years as something that would destroy the planet. It would kill us all. And then when it turned out that there was no warming happening for, you know, 15 years or whatever, they changed the scare story to climate change. But by the way, if you go back to the 1970s, back then, the cover of Time magazine said, how to survive the coming ice age. It was like 51 things you can do to save the planet. Because they were warning that there's an ice age coming, and there's going to be global dimming, they called it back then. And the Earth would get so cold, it would turn into a giant ice ball. That was, I think that was the cover of Time magazine in April 1977. I know it was in 77, not sure about the month. But even scientists that I've talked to who are close to retirement today, because I work with a lot of scientists in my lab, and they tell me stories about how when they were in college, the professors were all like, oh, the planet's going to be a frozen ice ball. We have to stop global cooling. We need to warm the planet. This was the common, all the scientists were taught that. It was a scientific, quote, consensus of the day, right? Well, now they flipped the script. They've turned it upside down. And they say, oh, man, global warming is going to ruin the planet and destroy human civilization. And so they've come up with a dangerous idea to alter the atmosphere. And what they want to do is they want to block out solar radiation. They want to partially block the sun. And they want to cause global dimming. And there's a new science paper and a whole new branch of science that focuses on so-called geoengineering. Well, geoengineering, until a year ago, was considered a conspiracy theory. So anybody who said, oh my God, there's chemtrails out there, there's geoengineering happening, they're spraying things into the atmosphere, those people were called lunatics. I mean, you've seen the stories. You've seen what the media does. They would run science specials on Netflix that say, ah, no such thing as chemtrails. Well, now chemtrails are being cited and promoted by scientists as a way to save the planet. I'm not even kidding. They're promoting geoengineering, except they call it, what do they call it? Stratospheric aerosol injections. Right. SAI, stratospheric aerosol injections. So what they want to do is they want to inject sulfur dioxide, otherwise known as smog, basically, into the atmosphere and create global pollution. And this will dim the sun, and this will halt global warming, and this plan is already underway. And the plan, they want to spend billions of dollars a year and build a fleet of new jets to go to even higher altitudes, and they want to dump 5 million tons of sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere to alter the atmosphere. Well, what would this do? You're about to find out. That's the topic of today's show here on Counterthink. Stay with me, Mike Adams. I'll be right back with the details.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
You're watching Counterthink with Mike Adams. By the way, don't miss the broadcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central on Infowars.com. And also every previous episode is available to view as an online video at Counterthink.com. So be sure to check those out. A new episode every week. But getting back to the terraforming, so they want to dim the sun. They want to pollute the atmosphere. And they say this is going to save the planet, and we should support this. And so there's a new study out there, a new science paper by two scientists named Wake Smith and Gernot Wagner. I think I have that name correct, Gernot Wagner. And their paper is entitled Stratospheric Aerosol Injection Tactics and Costs in the First 15 Years of Deployment. It was published in the science journal known as Environmental Research Letters, and I've linked to the full text of that in my article on this at naturalnews.com. And what they say in this paper is that this is the most cost-effective way to save the planet and halt global warming or climate change by polluting the atmosphere through chemtrailing, or as they call it, SAI, but it's really chemtrailing. And they specifically say they promote the, quote, purpose-built high-altitude tankers with substantial payload capabilities to be deployed to spray sulfur dioxide, i.e. pollution, into the upper atmosphere, the stratosphere. The paper proposes 4,000 flights a year with a cost of $2.25 billion per year, continuing for 15 years. Now, this is all in the paper. And by doing this, they can dim the sun a little bit more with each flight. They're just mass chemtrailing the planet. So there are a couple of thoughts right now. First of all, every media person out there who made fun of the people talking about chemtrails needs to issue a national apology. Chemtrailing is real. It is actually happening right now, and it's being cited in multiple science papers. This is one of about 100 papers that talk about geoengineering now as a strategy to halt climate change. But there's a big lie underneath all that I'll get to here in a second. Nevertheless, in this particular study, these authors say that thousands of flights annually by airliner-sized aircraft operating from an international array of bases might be impossible to keep secret. So they're talking about they want to keep this a secret, but they probably can't because, you know, the chemtrails in the sky would be obvious to anyone, right? Have you looked up recently? They are obvious. They are obvious to anyone paying attention. But the way they're keeping this secret right now is by attacking and discrediting anyone who talks about them. They're trying to convince you that they don't exist, even though they have science papers that talk about this exact thing. The science paper says they need to have 4,000 flights a year, just dumping sulfur dioxide into the stratosphere. And granted, most of the airplanes today can't reach sustained flight into the stratosphere, so they're dumping sulfur dioxide at the altitudes that they can reach. You know, I don't know, 40,000 feet, maybe 45,000 feet, a typical commercial jet can probably reach that high. I don't know, about 50,000 feet. I don't know the actual altitude limits of the jets, but I mean, just a passenger airline, you're flying around at, what, 36,000 feet to 39,000 feet? I mean, I'm a trained pilot. You know, I flew at 12,500 feet because it was non-pressurized. But I knew that other planes could get above the weather clouds and they could fly at 30,000, 35,000, even 40,000 feet. That's not unusual at all. And if you release pollution at that altitude, will it dim the sun? Of course it will. Again, they're talking about 4,000 flights a year and spending $2.25 billion a year. So chemtrailing is real. It's being cited as a tactic to be used in the name of science to pollute the planet, to save the planet. And the insanity doesn't stop there. Let's continue with this. All right, the authors say a stratospheric aerosol injection would require lofting hundreds of thousands to millions of tons of material each year to altitudes up to 20 kilometers. And they say, could it be done in secret? And their answer is they think it probably couldn't be done in secret. But they believe that this needs to be done by, quote, a rational actor seeking to implement a scientifically sensible SAI program. So wait a minute, all of a sudden chemtrails are scientifically sensible and they're promoted by, quote, rational actors. So what about all the people who were called lunatics for citing chemtrails? Aren't they owed an apology at this point? They also say this program, this is the final word from the scientists, they say this program should be pursued, quote, purely out of humanitarian and environmental considerations. So it's humanitarian to pollute the planet. Wow. So you're a humanitarian if you pollute our world. If you pollute a river, is that humanitarian? If you pollute soils? If you dump toxic sludge into a forest, is that humanitarian? Why is it humanitarian to pollute the atmosphere that we're all breathing? Well, I'm here to tell you today, and this is the big shocker of today's show, this has nothing to do with climate change. This has nothing to do with saving the planet. This has to do with terraforming our planet to prepare it for the post-human era. And I'll explain what that means in more detail. Let's talk about, there are six key things that will happen when they dim the sun. These six things will spell, or could spell, the end of human civilization and the collapse of global ecosystems, but they could prepare the planet for something other than human, which I'll get to in a second. First of all, if you dim the sun, number one, you get a global collapse of food crops. So you have mass starvation. Food crops obviously depend on sunlight. And if you take away sunlight, which is their source of energy, I mean, crops need photosynthesis, right, to produce energy. That's how plants work. That's basic botany. You take away sunlight, you take away their energy. It's like taking away, you know, calories from humans. And food crops would collapse, or you would have sharp reductions in food production. And what would this lead to? Of course, mass starvation, more migrants and refugees, and a collapse of many third world nations, and large groups of caravans escaping into, trying to push into first world nations, like we're already seeing with the Honduran caravan and America's border. So this is the first thing, collapse the food supply. That would also spread, you know, starvation and disease across humans, which seems to be the goal here. Secondly, you'd have a global rise in cancer from vitamin D deficiency. Why is that? Well, it's because, of course, sunlight produces, well, the skin produces vitamin D in response to ultraviolet exposure. So sunlight is responsible, it's the catalyst, so to speak, to produce vitamin D in human bodies. And most humans living on the planet, well, I should say, the biggest source of vitamin D for humans on the planet is sunlight, not vitamin D milk or other foods that have added vitamin D. It's sunlight. And if you dim the sun, you're going to cause cancer because vitamin D prevents cancer, especially in who? Africans, African Americans, African Europeans. Dark skin blocks sunlight. And so they need every bit of sunlight that they can get to generate some vitamin D and prevent cancer. So if you dim the sun, you're condemning Africans, or those of African heritage all around the world, to dying of cancer. So this is a way to first selectively kill off black people all around the world first, followed by, of course, mass starvation and depopulation of everybody else to follow. But isn't that fascinating that they would choose a tactic that would target black people first? Once again, proving that they're always about depopulation, they're always about eugenics. Why do you think they're running abortion clinics in black communities? They're always targeting blacks with medical experiments. They're always targeting black communities with biosludge pollution. You know, look, I could do a whole show on that, but black Americans and frankly, you know, African heritage citizens all around the world always get targeted for infertility, covert infertility chemicals in the vaccines, proven by the Kenyan Bishops Catholic Association in Kenya, and much more. It's an extraordinary true story about the targeting of black people for termination. But anyway, I'll continue with additional information when we return. You're watching Counterthink with Mike Adams. We'll be right back.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
We're back on Counterthink, continuing with the side effects of this global atmospheric pollution effort that these scientists now, in the name of halting climate change, they want to spray sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere, pollute the entire planet, and dim the sun. We talked about some of what would be caused by that. Let's continue. Number three, you'd have a global drop in IQs because air pollution has been scientifically linked to the cognitive retardation of children in particular. More air pollution means lowered IQs. Also, more air pollution has been scientifically linked to DNA damage in the womb. So children, as they're developing inside the womb, will suffer DNA damage. So you'll have more mutants being born, or, you know, birth defects, genetic mutations in children being born. You'll have increases in the risk of ventricular arrhythmia, which is a cardiovascular disorder. You'll have increases in the risk of bone loss in humans. Pollution causes many, many effects that ultimately lead to things like cancer, diabetes, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's, and so on. It's basically the degradation of the human condition. So this mass pollution, I mean, think about smog everywhere on the planet. Take the air of Mexico City or the air of Los Angeles on its worst day, or the air of Beijing, China, and imagine that air everywhere. That's what they want to do, and they want to call it green living. They want to call it saving the planet while they're polluting our world. Number four, the fourth destructive effect of this would be the loss of ecology and habitat. And this is not just on land, but also in the oceans. A lot of people don't realize that oceans depend on sunlight. The ocean food web is highly dependent on seaweed, sea grasses, algae, other life forms that use photosynthesis. And then those simple life forms are eaten by other marine, you know, aquatic life forms. And that's the food web. And it goes up the food chain to more and more complex forms of life, larger and larger fish, for example, whales, dolphins, and so on. Well, if you eliminate sunlight or if you reduce sunlight, you reduce the amount of energy that can be used by that ecosystem. The bioenergy availability, in other words, of the ocean starts to collapse, and then you have a collapse of ocean ecosystems, ocean habitat, and basic just everything that comes out of the ocean, fish, seafood, for that matter, which is already collapsing for a different reason, coral, everything. You end up in a nightmare dead ocean world, and the death is not just in the oceans, it's also on land. So the forests will start to diminish in viability. Habitat will disappear. So then along with that, animal diversity will collapse. And along with that, the food webs that support human beings, humanity will see an ecological collapse happening because the sunlight is the key driver of life and energy on our planet. And why any mad scientist would want to block out the sun, it's almost beyond imagination. But there's a reason they want to do it, and that's the reason I'm getting to here. They're trying to terraform the planet. They want to block out the sun. They want to change the atmosphere. And they want to destroy all of humanity, frankly. That's what they're getting at. And I'll explain that more as we move forward here. But just understand that for those people talking about saving the planet, but they want to dim the sun, which would destroy natural life, it's obviously an insane contradiction. Why would you pollute the planet to save the planet? But that's what they're trying to tell us. That's what they're pushing. They want to say, you must support polluting the planet to save the planet. What, do they think that everybody's a moron? I mean, I guess brainwashed leftists, they are morons. They'll believe anything. They'll pollute the planet to save the planet. And they'll commit suicide. That's what they're doing. They will die by their own hand if they think it means making the world more green, even though it's polluting the world. These people are insane. All right, next thing, point number five. What happens if you put sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere? From a basic chemistry point of view, some of that sulfur dioxide is going to drop down into lower altitudes where it will mix in with rainstorms, thunderstorms. And what do you get when you put sulfur dioxide in water? Oh, you get acid rain. Huh, funny how that works. Acid rain raining down on all the forests of the world and all the food crops of the world, acidifying cropland soils, acidifying the oceans, and ocean acidification is already a huge environmental problem. You're acidifying the rainforests and trees and rivers and plains and grasslands. This is pro-environment? Literally dropping acid from the sky on every ecosystem on the planet? This is saving the planet, really? You people are insane. That's not saving the planet. That's poisoning the planet. You got to go back to the 1980s. Remember the big stories about, you know, acid rain? And this is why we're told you have to shut down coal-fired power plants, because all the sulfur that goes in the atmosphere is causing acid rain. We have to shut down the coal. But wait a second. According to these people now, that they want chemtrails and geoengineering, shouldn't all the coal-fired power plants like double or quadruple their output now to produce more sulfur and more pollution? I mean, these people, I can't even describe to you how insane they are. Point number six. This is a biggie. Right now, the level of oxygen in the atmosphere, at least close to the surface of the Earth, or, you know, roughly a little bit above sea level, is just roughly about 20%. Okay? The level of oxygen has been dropping for thousands of years. We actually have less oxygen today than our ancestors. What happens if you dim the sun? Well, let's think about this. So you have a process called photosynthesis, where plants, they use what? Carbon dioxide. They take in carbon dioxide, and they use sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water to create bioenergy for plants. And this is how they grow trees and fruits and vegetables and grasses and everything. This is how plants operate. This is their metabolic energy. But they produce, as a side effect, oxygen. The oxygen that you're breathing comes from plants, comes from trees, comes from grasses, comes from even marine life, aquatic life in the ocean. What happens if you dim the sun? You slow the process of photosynthesis everywhere on the planet, which means plants engage in lower rates of respiration or photosynthesis, which means they're producing less oxygen. So now, if you dim the sun, you're going to start lowering oxygen rates across the planet. Who uses oxygen? Oh, you mean humans? Yeah, and primates and mammals and all kinds of other animals all across the world use oxygen. I mean, most animals use oxygen, right? Most life forms that are not plants, I should say. Now, why would you want to lower the oxygen level in your atmosphere if you are a sane, rational person from planet Earth? You're a human being. Why would you want to lower oxygen on your planet and dim the sun, collapse the food supply, acid rain the rainforests, and collapse ocean ecosystems? Why would you want to do that? And the answer, which I'll cover in more detail in the next segment, the answer is you would only want to do that if you wanted to exterminate humans. And that is the plan. So I'll answer more details when we come back.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
The only person or institution or government who would want to pursue this plan that's being sold to us, this global dimming plan to spray sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere, using 4,000 flights a year over 15 years. The only person who would want to do this is someone who wants to exterminate humanity and alter the planet for what I'm calling the post-human era. And isn't it interesting that the very same people who are espousing this insane, diabolical plan are also the same people who say that the world needs to be depopulated? They say, oh, too many humans around, and they want to kill off 90% of human beings. You see, you know, globalists like Bill Gates talking about this and a lot of mainstream science talking about this. They say there are too many humans using up too many natural resources, and there's a population bomb that's happened and it has to be corrected. And so they want to get rid of the humans. And so they're trying infertility drugs and covert infertility chemicals in the vaccines that's been found in Africa. The food supply has become extremely toxic. Massive infertility is spreading, especially among men. They have now hormone disruptors in the food, plastic packaging, BPA, bisphenol A, and so on, that causes, of course, infertility. Miscarriages are caused by flu shots. And you've got all these assaults on human beings. You know, you got Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry. They don't want any baby born alive. Why is all this happening? Because the globalists are trying to exterminate humanity. This is the point that I'm trying to get across to people. These are not coincidences. This is not just, they just happen to hate babies being born alive. No, they have declared war on humanity. Why is the food supply toxic? Why are the medicines toxic? Why do cancer drugs cause cancer? Why do, psychiatric drugs cause mass shootings? Why do diabetes drugs worsen diabetes in many cases? The pharmaceutical industry really is not just about extracting profit, but also about, harming humanity. There's much of what goes on out there in food and medicine that's about harming humanity. It's the chemicals that the foods are laced with. It's the infant formula made with high fructose corn syrup. It's the glyphosate saturation of foods that causes cancer. And it's the atrazine herbicide that causes gender-bending effects and turning males into females and, causing gender changes in frogs and so on, and in humans. All of this is happening. It's like there's an assault on humankind, but it's not like there's an assault on humankind. There is an assault on humankind. And the fact that they're now planning to alter the atmosphere is proof that they don't want Earth to continue to be an ecosystem that supports humans. They want Earth to be an ecosystem that supports something other than human. Some life form that wants a dimmer sun, which would imply, by the way, that that life form, maybe that life form's home planet, is farther from the sun than Earth is from our sun. They don't like the harsh sunlight. And a life form that doesn't like high levels of oxygen, 20% oxygen in the atmosphere is toxic to some forms of life, to many forms of life, actually. Oxygen is a free radical. Oxygen is a very toxic gas to certain life forms. We happen to use it for metabolic energy, but to other life forms, oxygen is extremely toxic. And in fact, O2 as a gas, which is its natural form, O2 is an oxidizing, hence the term, an oxidizing substance. It can eat through iron, which is where rust comes from. Rust is oxidized iron. And what oxidized it? Well, oxygen. Oxygen is a radical, powerful chemical. And if you're not built for it, it can kill you. And so is it possible that someone wants to turn our planet into something that's more survivable by life forms that can't handle the high level of oxygen and can't handle the high level of sunlight? See, that's the thinking that we need to start looking at. As absurd as it might sound at first, what explanation is there for globalists murdering their own planet, reducing oxygen in the atmosphere, dimming the sun, collapsing the food supply, destroying the oceans, unleashing acid rain, causing mass starvation, food crop failures, and exterminating humankind? I ask you, what would be the purpose of such a program? Obviously, that purpose is not to support humanity. It's to support something other than human. Obviously, as strange as it sounds. Let me cover a couple more facts for you here. The EPA says sulfur dioxide is a pollutant. And, if you're going to release a pollutant into the atmosphere to dim the sun, and then the EPA, which claims to be fighting climate change, says, oh my God, sulfur dioxide, they say short-term exposure to sulfur dioxide can harm the human respiratory system and make breathing difficult. I cited this on the EPA's website. They also say that gaseous sulfur dioxide can harm trees and plants by damaging foliage and decreasing growth, just like what I said. So the EPA just backed up exactly what I just said, two segments ago. And the EPA says sulfur dioxide and other sulfur oxides can contribute to acid rain, which can harm sensitive ecosystems. Oh, really? You mean the thing I just said the EPA also agrees with? Wow, that's amazing. Maybe it's because it's rooted in science that if you poison the atmosphere, you're going to poison the ecosystems. You're going to cause acid rain and harm the trees, and you're going to poison human beings, make it hard for people to breathe. Basically, they're talking about a global program to asphyxiate humans. I mean, think about this. To make it so, look, you can survive, you know, weeks without food. You can go maybe a few days without water. How long can you survive without oxygen? Maybe 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. That's it. If you start depleting oxygen levels in the atmosphere, you start killing off the life forms that need oxygen, i.e. you and me and all of humanity. But this is what they want to do. This is exactly their plan, and frankly, they're already doing it. Let's see. Time Magazine, 1977, already talked about that, global cooling. So here we go. This geoengineering plan is really, it's a weaponization to destroy planet Earth and prepare it for a post-human era. And if you look at this plan, even the very premise of using fossil fuel-powered airplanes to eject pollution into the upper atmosphere while releasing fossil fuel, carbon dioxide, you know, combustion engine byproducts into the atmosphere, it makes no sense. Why would you burn fossil fuels if you claim to be saving the planet from burning fossil fuels? So it makes no sense. The point is not to save the planet. The point is to alter the atmosphere. The point is terraforming. Terraforming. And isn't it interesting, and I pointed this out in my article on Natural News, isn't it interesting that the very same globalists who are promoting all of this now, they're the people who are talking about moving to Mars, colonizing Mars, and forming human colonies on the moon within 10 years, colonizing Mars and terraforming Mars to make its atmosphere breathable by humans. At first, I thought, these people are insane. You're not going to be able to colonize Mars anytime soon. But they seem to be in a hurry. Why is that? Because they're the same people who are destroying Earth's atmosphere. They know that they're turning Earth into a dead zone for humans. They're trying to escape to another planet. And if you listen to them talk, they're telling you exactly that. They're saying Earth is going to be destroyed, and that they need to colonize Mars. Elon Musk talks about this. He thinks he's moving to Mars. I jokingly said we should have like a GoFundMe page to build a spaceship and to provide free tickets for all liberals and launch them to Mars. I think that's an awesome idea. That's how we would save Earth, by the way. Just send all the liberals to Mars with a free ticket. And then when they get there, they'll find out, oh gosh, there's no atmosphere here. That's horrible. And they don't have any bars on their mobile devices either. No Wi-Fi. Anyway, we'll be back with more. Stay with me. Counterthink.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
That's it. I'm going to launch a GoFundMe page. Free tickets to Mars for anybody stupid enough to think that you can live there. We shouldn't be colonizing Mars. We should be taking back liberty here on Earth. We should be reclaiming Earth for humanity is what we should be doing. We should be stopping these destroyers and the poisoners and the Monsantos and the Bayers of the world and the insane globalists that want to pollute our atmosphere to exterminate human life. We need to save Earth from those people much more than we need to colonize Mars. Give me a break. But anyway, getting back to the point here, a couple other things have been happening recently. It's not just globalists talking about moving to Mars. They're also buying bunkers. They're moving into these underground bunkers. You've got a lot of focus on this Arctic seed vault that is saving all these seeds to kind of reseed the planet in case of a cataclysmic event, such as, i.e., terraforming, right? Altering the atmosphere, altering the planet. How do you repopulate the planet with all the plants and trees and food crops? You need to have a seed vault so That's the purpose of the seed vault. What about all these globalists that are saying that there are too many humans in the world, and they want to eliminate 90% of the human population? You know, all of these things, unless you understand the terraforming that's going on, all these things sound like they're unconnected, but they're actually all connected. In the minds of these globalists who are in the know, they know that Earth has been slated for depopulation of humans. They know that Earth has been targeted for terraforming, that Earth is being prepared for atmospheric changes, sunlight changes, ecological collapse to prepare the planet for a post-human era. They know this. This is why they're trying to escape the planet. This is why they're trying to perhaps live underground for a short period of time in bunkers, thinking maybe they can resurface and take the planet back. I'm not sure. I don't have all the answers to this, but I do know that the fairy tales we're being told about climate change are laughable quack science hoaxes. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. Carbon dioxide is a blessing. Carbon dioxide grows plants. Carbon dioxide turns the planet green. Carbon dioxide, we should all produce more CO2 because we need more plants. We need more greening. We need more of a greenhouse effect. And the melting of some ice caps, all that does, it benefits the world. It makes the world more wet, more lush, more rainforest, more rainfall inland. It becomes a more lush planet that can grow more food. And yeah, so what if the oceans rise a few inches on the coast? You know, the cities on the coast are, I mean, I guess I got to be careful what I say here, but, you know, those are the insane people for the most part. The cities right on the coast, I think about it, East Coast, West Coast in the United States, those people have already lost their minds. Those are the ones who want to go to Mars. I say we let them go to Mars and just make new beaches as the oceans rise and wipe out their old cities. Just have new oceanfront right there. This used to be Los Angeles. Now it's a beach. Where'd all those people go? Well, they took a trip to Mars and never came back. We haven't heard from them. Not sure. Funny how that happens. But on a serious note, I know that the climate change hoax is a massive fairy tale. And I know that this explanation of polluting the atmosphere with sulfur dioxide as a way to save the planet is utter quack science nonsense. You can't save the planet by polluting the atmosphere. If you want to save the planet, you need to stop the pollution. But it's amazing to me how people can be so brainwashed and indoctrinated by the media or apparent authority sources such as, scientists, who can convince people to literally poison their own planet. And it seems to me like there's a cosmic IQ test going on here. I mean, let's suppose that our universe is full of intelligent civilizations, which is something that actually a lot of people believe, many scientists believe, and many of those civilizations would be potentially millions of years more advanced than we are, because, you know, technology is a relatively new thing here on planet Earth. And those civilizations might be watching us and saying, hey, let's do a test. Let's have an IQ test for Earthlings and see if Earthlings can pass the cosmic IQ test. And maybe one life form says to another, okay, let's see if they're stupid enough to destroy their own planet. And if they are, let's let them do it. Because if they're that stupid, maybe they're not qualified to participate in the galactic economy or whatever they have going. Who knows? And so one of them says, yeah, let's do it. So they come down to Earth and they like kidnap Al Gore's brain and they replace it. They replace it with an AI robot system, which is why he kind of talks like a robot who's not familiar with Earth, frankly. Like he's never really, he doesn't sound like a human being who grew up on this planet. You know what I mean? I say that half jokingly, but half not. And so then Al Gore runs around saying, you know, the planet, we have to save the planet by polluting the atmosphere and destroying everything and destroying all life systems. And let's take the number one most important nutrients for plants, nutrient, CO2, and let's call it a poison, let's call it a pollutant. And then Obama takes office and he gets the EPA to declare carbon dioxide to be a pollutant. And then this life-giving molecule, they say it's pollution. And then they say to protect life, we have to pollute with sulfur dioxide. And the people buy it, right? CNN buys it. Like 99 out of 100 scientists buy into it. The entire, all the so-called journalists buy it because they're morons. They're scientifically illiterate morons. They don't even know what these molecules look like. They have no idea. They don't even know carbon is an element. I mean, they're so ignorant. They're almost not qualified as humans. But let's say, you know, the intelligent civilizations in the galaxy are looking at this and like, these humans, you know, they're a suicide cult. We don't really want them in our neighborhood. You know what I mean? Let's just, I tell you what, let's convince them to just switch their planet over to our atmosphere and then kill off all the humans and we'll enjoy, you know, whatever's left over. And that seems to be what's happening. It reminds me of the movie Oblivion with Tom Cruise. And in that movie, of course, Tom Cruise believes he's a human being protecting the planet from some alien invasion. It's a really good science fiction movie. But in fact, spoiler alert, Tom Cruise is a genetically engineered life form, a clone, essentially, working for the aliens to suppress humanity and steal Earth's resources so that the planet can be essentially, well, gutted for the benefit of the aliens. It's a really interesting movie, but the premise of the movie suddenly rings, you know, it kind of echoes of what may be happening right now. And human beings are buying into it. And they're just like, yeah, let's just destroy our whole planet. Let's crash the food supply. Let's just pollute the atmosphere. Just spray smog everywhere. And we'll call it green. And those scientists are insane. And so what I want to say here in conclusion of all of this in the last couple of minutes, number one, I'm joking around with a lot of stuff here, but there's a serious note to all of this, which is that those mad scientists are psychotic. And the globalists who are pushing global warming and climate change, they are pushing us into a very dangerous situation, which could result in planetary suicide. And these scientists have to be stopped. And first of all, they're not really scientists. They're madmen. They have to be stopped. Now, this program, were it to get funding, it has to be stopped in the name of humanity, in the name of defending the planet, defending the animals, the trees, the rainforest, the ecosystems, the ocean life. If you love your planet, and you better love it because it's the only home you've got, then you have to defend your planet against the insane, delusional climate change lunatics who are willing to destroy the planet for humans because they're involved in a terraforming operation, frankly. And even if you don't believe that, maybe you don't reach the same conclusion. You don't believe that they're terraforming the planet for a post-human era. Okay, that's fine. But you do understand they're polluting the planet, right? That dimming the sun would have all these horrible consequences. And that's bad, even if it's just a bad decision, even if it's an accident, even if they're not acting with some kind of conspiracy with little green men or something. If they're just being stupid and careless and destroying our planet, it's still got to be stopped. So no matter what you believe about the conclusion here, and yeah, some of this I mentioned is kind of a science fiction, what if scenario more than being serious. But in any scenario, polluting the atmosphere is a bad idea. We must protect this planet from the lunatics on the left who are willing to destroy it so they can virtue signal how green they are. That's the truth. But thank you for joining me today. That's the broadcast. This is Counterthink. You can watch more episodes at counterthink.com. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and check out more broadcasts each Sunday, 6 p.m. Central at infowars.com. This is Mike Adams. Take care.